everybody. Hope everybody's doing well out there. This is Jim and Ken. What's up, Ken?
I'm fine. How's everybody out there?
All right, man. I know everybody's doing well. We've got some special people with us today. We've got some new team members with us today. Before I get into that, that was 50 Cent's Get Up off his new CD, up and coming, I believe, in February. But I definitely want to welcome and have a big hustler spirit welcome for Judy Higdon and Greg White. All right, doing well. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
All right, man, doing well. I am so happy to have you guys on this team. I am so happy. We have been, man, definitely. We've been talking about you guys from the first show. And now Universe has helped us out and got us all together so we can go out here and do what we love to do and give something back to the people out there. So definitely. Man, Ken, how about yourself? How you doing today, man?
I'm very well.
Yeah, you're doing all right. I know you're just coming in from making that money out there, baby. I know.
Yeah.
I know how it is, right?
A little wet, but I feel real good.
I hear you. Judy, how the weather out there where you at? Please don't tell me it's about 80 degrees.
Oh, Lord, no, but we've had torrential rain. It's been a zoo. It's warm,
well, you know,
but it's
what?
Crazy.
Judy, I will take the rain over 12 to 15 inches of snow out here.
Oh,
it has been, man, it has been something out here. 18 degrees out here in the Cleveland area, and it is it just let up not too long ago. And but you know, we're getting past it. I know Ken's loving it because that's what he does. He gets out there and does the snow plowing. So I know he's been out there since what, 4 this morning, buddy?
Yes.
I know what you mean. Greg, how about you, man? Where you at?
I'm in Delaware, and we had some snow today, but now it's all turned to rain, so it's supposed to be.
Hey, you guys are looking a whole lot better than we looking, man. But it's okay.
Oh yeah,
I am definitely happy about that. Now I will say this, Judy, you are a psychic, and
that's,
I know yes, and Greg, I know you are. Well, now Judy, now you're a psychic, and also, what else do you do, darling?
Okay, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I do matrix energy healing work.
Oh, perfect.
And
perfect.
A past life regressionist, so I can tell people all about their past lives. I do a lot of things.
That's what because I know when I talked to you early today, I said, you know what? Yesterday. We go back. And I can just tell that. We go way back. And Greg, I know you are a Reiki master, and I know you are also a matrix practitioner. Tell me a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, I'm here to serve.
That's what I'm talking about.
8 to 10 years, and it's just great to see the changes, the transformation on the people, and it's just wonderful.
You know what? And I'll say the same thing, because we met, me and Greg met, at a Akashic Records reading course with Donna Fox. And out of all the whole class, it's about, what, Greg, what do you think, about 4 of us that we kind of felt that we've had some past together? Was it 4?
Yeah.
I think it's about 4 of us. Yeah, and then we've been talking ever since the class. So that felt like a homecoming, too. And Greg, I know you have helped me in pinches. And I know you helped Ken, too. I've called you late night, man, standing in parking lots, and you've helped me. So I could testify out there that the Matrix, the Reiki, all, man, that stuff works. It just works. It has helped me out. I think I came to you, Greg was telling you I was feeling imbalanced, that I knew I was. And Greg actually had me do some magic. He was like, man, Jim, you know, you might look like you're a fool out in the parking lot, but I'm going to tell you what to do. I said, Greg, I don't care what you tell me to do. I'm going to do it. And I had a chance to do it. And lo and behold, and I think, Judy, I don't know if I told you about that story or not, but I walked right into the vitamin shop and had another scenario right then. And because of his help, I was able to overcome that scenario, and basically my base chakra was not right, and he helped me learn. He showed me how to pull that energy up and pull that lower energy, if I'm getting that right, Greg, pull that lower energy from this realm or pull that up into my base, and I ain't looked back since, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I have not looked. I tackle whatever comes my. I feel like the old gym of 20 years ago. You know what I mean? I feel that well. I feel that well. And I know we've talked extensively about some things. So we've got, you know, some things that we're going to talk about today and share with people today. I am going to welcome all callers to call in, and whatever questions you got for Greg and Judy, go ahead, because, you know, these are people that's going to be on our team. And, you know, we're looking forward to a great future. We're looking forward to out here helping every and anybody. And I think that's a plus, too. That's a little bit of that dynamic exchange of giving something back and being aware of that and being conscious of that and being a part of also. I know, you know, we talked about last week, everybody, about the president inauguration. We talked about that. We talked about the shift of consciousness that we have seen, and the shift of consciousness that I believe in my heart that people are feeling all over. There's people that don't quite understand metaphysics, don't quite understand how these things, but they know it's something in the air, and they can feel something, and they feel it within their innards. And even that alone is going to make people search just a little bit deeper to say, what is this feeling that I'm having? And I think that awareness right there. Now, and I'm going to assume, Judy, when you talk to people on a psychic level, and it's also having a person, and please, you know, hold me right with this, having a person get more in tune with their inner voice or their inner feelings. And a lot of times you might tell somebody something, and a person may say, man, I was feeling that. Or, man, I seen that and didn't quite trust what they felt. I mean, have you guys, you know, tell me about it. Have you guys, when you go in and help people, have you seen that? Have you seen that awareness shift? And I know you feel it. So tell me a little bit on that end.
Definitely. See, Jim, what happens is a lot of people, literally, they create their reality. I call it the six-inch flea theory. Let's say a flea can jump about 12 inches, let's say, right? Then you put that flea into a 6-inch box.
Right.
And then after a while, you take off the roof, and that flea will only jump 6 inches because it doesn't believe it is anything more than a 6-inch flea.
It's been conditioned.
You know what I'm saying? So you actually creating your reality, or you're creating your, like with you, you got held, you got stuck in that belief. And we've changed that. We transformed that.
Yes.
I changed you to the opening of the possibilities.
I just finished teaching a class in this tonight, actually, just before we started.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that, Judy.
I'm teaching people how to realize they are the total creators of their reality, period, end of story. Whatever's happening in front of them, their energy has called it to them in order to learn from it. Because we're a soul. Our whole being is desiring to grow. That's why we're here on Earth, is to grow and work through the lessons that we've laid out for ourselves. So whatever happens in front of a person, they drew it to them magnetically, and it's for us to learn from and grow, because we're wired to always reach higher. That's the way we're wired.
That is exactly.
So regardless of where you find yourself, you know, you're in a growing position. Never think you're in a down position. You're in a growing position.
All the time. Now, you know what? Now, that is an excellent point. Now, you know what? Now, let me ask you this question. And that's something, a philosophy that I have talked about on this show. Me and Ken have talked about it. It's basically people that are stuck in a rut all the time. And they see the same, and the more spiritual heightened I become, the more I start seeing the scenarios in a three-dimensional view. I don't look at something and just don't, you know, I look up, back, side, right, left, everything. And I say to myself, if I don't master this lesson, the lessons, it's going to keep coming. But immediately when I master a lesson, I overcome it. I wipe that dust off my shoulder. I don't see that coming anymore.
It doesn't come around. We're pattern-driven people, and we repeat the same thing over and over and over until we get it. And once you break the pattern, it's gone.
It's gone.
So
and the universe must answer to you by creating another plane for you to learn on. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct. You have to break the old pattern, though, in order to move on to a new pattern. And the universe will give it to you in every form possible. Like, I've had women that married 5 alcoholics in a row. None who looked alike.
Right.
They were all there.
right. And you know what? And then what's so funny, and I'm going to get back to what you're attracting. What's so funny is when you say that, you have to wonder, do they sit down and say, why am I attracting these people? And looking at themselves and saying, what is the core reason? And this is what I see people not doing. See, immediately when I, because I, you know, I was talking to you before that I studied the Kabbalah, and I studied, the Toltec wisdom and the whole, that basically for everything that comes at us, the universe works in a duality standpoint. So if a challenge comes at us, because I don't like to say a problem. I think a problem is when a person doesn't accept what's there. I say a challenge.
Right.
When a challenge comes, the answer and the cause and everything comes with it at the same time. So immediately, for me to take the brunt off of what happened, I immediately say to myself, what's the lesson to learn? Not just, woe is me. What is the freaking lesson? And then it just seems to soften it out, and it seems like I'm getting a chuckle from universe when that happens. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things. And I wonder, with what you guys see, do you actually see people thinking out the box to say, damn, why am I getting 5 alcoholics? You know, why am I getting, you know, these same scenarios that work with the same people? And what you said it earlier is that even consciously and subconsciously, we have to be concerned about what we're vibrating. Because we're going to get
most people aren't. Yeah, most people aren't concerned about it, and they do it over and over and over again. Unfortunately, not many people ask. They don't ask to see the truth. And all you have to do is just say, thank you, God, for helping me see the truth, and boom, the answer pops up right in front of you. That's all you have to
do. And a lot of it is people don't realize that they don't feel worthy. They don't forgive themselves,
right?
And they don't forgive others. And that's the whole secret. If you can get into your heart and get into pure love, that's what it's all about, forgiveness and love.
Well, you know what, too? And that's a point, too, Greg. I think a lot of people have forgotten what integrity means. A lot of people have forgotten what purity of heart means. They've lost that with all of the mind-boggling sleep aids that we're getting going on with today, with all of the different mediums that are out here for our kids and for ourselves, and to the fact of that it's a controlling factor not only of what government does, but also what industry does to you as far as that. And I think, you know, people have just lost the fact of that, you know what, man, whatever I do, I got to do it from the heart. Whatever I do, I've got to do it with the highest level of integrity. And I think if you look at that, I mean, to me, I always say that's evident when you go in and you have to sign something and do something or you're forming a company. You've got so much contract paperwork you got to do, so much crap you got to do, so much revisions you got to do, all because where's the integrity? Where's the handshake? Where's the handshake to say, man, listen, we got a deal, let's go with it? I think people have lost that with all assets and all areas and arenas of just about everything. I mean, and I often say it on here, man, I think the religious side of different things that people get into, they have lost the integrity about it. If you get more people, I've seen more people go into a joint, into a mosque, into a church, into a temple, and come out worse. And how they're feeling, and they just, the cycle keeps going and going and going because, you know, of certain situations. But getting back on the, staying on the subject matter is the fact of the purity of heart, getting down to the center of yourself. I mean, I'm going to be honest with both you guys, with everybody here. I think, man, I can take 100 people. 100 people, and I give you maybe 3 people off that 100 can honestly will be have some integrity worth anything and understand what a purity of heart is, period.
That's because everybody's bottom line driven these days.
Yes.
Everybody's looking for the dollar, the job that pays the most money. Nobody's coming from the heart.
Nobody's coming from
the heart. And I see that over, and these young ones I see over and over and over again. What's going to bring you the most money? How can I get the most cookies?
Exactly.
And they don't even think about the heart.
Exactly, and not saying to the world or saying to themselves or saying to the industry, let me put the best product out there because the money coming. I mean, if I put the best product, if I make the best chocolate chip cookies in the world, do I have to worry about my bottom line? I don't have to worry about my bottom line.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But these kids don't know that. These people don't know that today.
Well, you know, I was thinking about something while we were talking, and I thought about it a couple days ago, and a lot of people really say they need something, but they really don't know what they need. And just in life's whole transfer, a lot of people say what they want, but that's not really what they want and what they need. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because how do you know? Or, you know, a lot of people really don't know. They say what they want because they see so many different things out here, but it's really not what they want.
They don't wake up to the fact that they get that thing, and 15 minutes later, it's over and done, and they want something else.
Yep.
And that's an endless cycle. They don't realize the journey's inside. You've got to be happy. You've got to be centered.
Right, and it doesn't take a Phantom Rolls Royce to make you happy, because if you're getting it for that, or you're getting a new house to make you happy, you will be disappointed. You will be
happy,
and that's object referral is basically what I refer that to. A person gives their power to an object to say, you know what, let me go buy that brand new Cadillac, and I know I'm going to feel better. And how many of us have went out there and did that, and you don't? But I think also what he might be saying, and you hold me to this, Ken, and see, is that people say, well, the law of attraction, I'm going over to a subject of law of attraction now, but it's kind of on this borderline, what he's saying, is that I don't think a person will say, well, I don't see the law of attraction working for me. Well, wait a minute. Let's break that down. What are you really, truly feeling inside, not just what you're saying, because what you're truly vibrating, that's what you're truly going to get.
Right. And their lives are
crappy, you know what I mean? So
because that's all they vote on.
Exactly. So so basically a person can say, ooh, I want $1 million, but at the same time, you have consciously and subconsciously, you don't know, or your financial thermostat hasn't been kicked up enough, so what you do is you self-destruct yourself, or you really truly believe that you can get the money.
No.
And a lot of times, you know, just, you know, everything that you do is a step. For you to go above, like from the lower realm to the higher realm, you have to, you know, you have to take steps to it. And just like if I ask for $1 million, I might have someone that give me $5,000, and I have to be grateful and appreciative and take that for what it's worth and do something with it that's pure. To get to the next level, to get to that $1 million or wherever I need to go, to get there.
There's also another way of looking at it, too. If you want the $1 million, everybody's expecting a big check to come. But what if somebody gives you a $1 million idea? People don't look broad enough.
Exactly.
You know,
that
they just want
exactly,
the cash.
That's exactly
and,
right.
What they do,
you know,
is they put themselves in a box.
Yeah, the kids stay in the box.
Right, because what they're saying is, I want this amount. Well, what if the universe wanted to give you 10 times that amount?
Exactly. And that is exactly right, because, you know, we you both hit on it, and Ken did too. It is the fact of thinking out the box, but also recognizing that, and I think wisdom comes in with that too, to discern something.
Yes.
See, and sometimes I think ego plays a deep part of holding us back. Because the ego says, no, doggone it, I want the check. I don't want the idea. I don't want the extra work. Where when we're living at that soul's level, we take the first sign of what we're seeing, and we're running with it. We're not just locked into that, you know, that old scenario of if it's not coming exactly how I want it, I'm not going to take it. But I think, too, even with young people, when you listen to them, Judy, and you hit that on the money, that's the mindset that they have. That's just the mindset. Yeah. And I think, you know, if the parents don't have it in them to teach the kids able to discern the truth, and that's what I look at as the definition of wisdom. I mean, we're all under apprenticeships. If you don't have that, where is it going to come from? It's definitely not going to come from, and I'm a definite believer in this, it's not going to come from the government. The government will deny everything that we're talking about on this radio. You can't. What do you mean, spiritual realm? What do you mean? But yet, you've got a whole division of people working in the spiritual realm. And don't let nobody tell you that it doesn't happen. There's nothing that you can talk about on the radio. There's nothing, any book that's wrote that is not being looked at and being researched, period, whether it's denied or not. And I know you guys understand that. Because on show, we keep it real. We don't, well, the government says that they don't really believe it, and I believe that. The hell with that. They're into metaphysics as deep as anything else. Trust me. This is what they do. They have to do this. They're not going to allow anything out here to be bouncing around and them not know about it. So the stuff that we're talking about, we just wish that other people would just accept this. And just even just a glimmer, even just give me a vibrational glimmer of saying, you know what, that's possible. Because and then I could say, I've done my job. I've done what I said I was going to do. If you can just tell me, yeah, okay, I can partially believe that, then I'm comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And that's the mindset that I take. Just that little bit of shift of awareness means so much to me. And that's one of the reasons why I started this radio show. I started this show because if I said, you know what, we can just shift just a tad, bring some fun involved with it, shift just a tad, I think, you know, we can do wonders. And I truly, truly believe that. But, I mean, this conversation, whether we have it and it's 5,000 people listening to it or whether this is in front of a 100,000 people stadium, I think this is the type of conversations that it's 32nd to none very shortly. It's going to
be
second to none. I know me and Greg, we often talk about this too, you know, just about that awareness shift. Now, I do have a couple questions for you guys, and I do, because I know a lot of people, and it's a simple question. I know, Judy, I'm going to start with you first. And one of the questions would be, are we all psychic?
Everybody on this planet is psychic. Most people are asleep, but it's part of our makeup. It's part of what we are born with. It's your radar. We wouldn't be here had our ancestors' psychic abilities not been in top shape, because that's what they hunted with. That's what they went to war with. That's what they did everything. But we've become so mechanized, and religion has put it down so badly, everybody's afraid of it, and they hide from it. And that's really very a sad thing, because our children are not getting a spiritual psychic development, which is a tool that could benefit them beyond their wildest dreams. Because to be able to read, and everybody can do it. I teach psychic development. I mean, my guys, my God, they do things that's unbelievable to me. And they're all younger than I am, so that makes me feel really good that somebody out there is getting it. But the truth of it is we are all psychic. And the only thing that blocks it is our ego and our fear of stepping outside the box. It's that simple. And I would teach it to schools. If I could, I'd have the children learning how to be psychic. There's nothing wrong with it, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing that God gave us. It's part of it. It's what we do.
Right.
We're all psychic.
Right. Okay. That is it. I've got two children that are gifted. I've got my oldest daughter came out and told me that she has the ability to see in her home. She sees a waterfall, and tears were coming out of her eyes because she said, Daddy, I had to walk over there because I swore water was coming down off the ceiling. And
encourage that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
She's seeing other realities. There's more than one reality to everybody happening all the time around us.
Right.
We're just programmed to see only what is agreed on by the culture that is the reality, but that's not the truth.
Right.
That's not the truth at all.
Okay.
I've got one student that went to the Matrix Energetics Convention, and something happened to him there, and when he came back, this guy is seeing animals and all kinds of things around everybody, and the animals and everything talk to him, and they tell him the truth of what's going on. He's just an electrician, that's what he does here in the Tidewater area, and yet it has enhanced his life so much, and he's given that gift to all of us. He's enhanced all our lives. So encourage your children. Always encourage your children. So many parents say, shut down, sit down, shut up, and that's not true.
Right,
that's not a good thing to do to children. At all.
Right, right. You got to suppress that.
I think you're strange when their children say, hey, I can see colors and I can see auras around people. Oh, don't be saying that. You know, they think their children are strange, so they try to shut them down.
Right, right. Exactly. You know what? And that's a valid point for everybody listening out there. Take your time and take your time and listen to the kids. Now, Greg, I got a question for you, man. When did you know? And I've seen you work wonders, Greg, with water. I've been at dinner with you, man, and seen you actually change the taste of a glass of water. And I've seen and felt your energy work from distances. I know I was a little under the weather, 3 days ago? I think I talked with both you guys. I'm not sure how it went, but I know both you guys tag-teamed me up.
We both worked on you.
You got man, and I was, you know, I'm feeling wonderful, so I appreciate it, and I thank you so much. And Greg, you just don't know, man, how much you helped me. I know I call you sometime late night, buddy. I know I get you up out of bed sometime, but I appreciate what you do. But when did you first, man, when did you first know, Greg, that you had something, man, that was different? I mean, when did you first know?
Well, when I was a child and I was shut down early, and my mom said, don't be saying things like that. You know, I was able to see different layers of colors around people and stuff, and I could sense like evil, you know, certain people, like, oh, gave me a bad feeling, so I stayed away from them and stuff like that. And when I was telling my mom, she told me not to be talking about that, you know.
Right.
People think you're strange. And then I was shut down, of course. And then over the years, I kept going in different directions and kept being drawn back. So I got into becoming a Reiki master. And then I did that for 8 years, and then I was led through the spirit, I guess, to meet Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he does the Matrix Energetics. And if you want, I can tell you what that is. It's Matrix Energetics is a system of healing, self-care, and transformation. Matrix Energetics is a complete system of healing. It's transferable and teachable phenomenon to anybody. And people come as beginners to these seminars, and they actually walk out with a total amazed experience. They walk in, as you say, the walls are knocked down. The capability is a total new world for them when they walk out.
And you can just know. Now, did that same experience happen to you?
I mean, did
that same thing happen? You was like, well, okay, you know, because I mean, if we can even like talk about different ancient scriptures and scrolls, they'll say, you know, there's certain layers and curtains that you got to remove. Each one you remove, you allow more light in. More light in is more actual knowledge, more energy
right,
in.
Right.
So basically, when you went to that, now what is the author's name again? I'm sorry.
It's Dr. Richard Bartlett.
Okay. I know we have talked. Okay.
Matrix Energetics. And he has a book out called Matrix Energetics.
Okay.
And he's a chiropractor, and he's learned this. He's been all over the world, and he's just—it's just amazing how what he can do. As I said, you go in, and you're able to—we call it a 2-point, and you can get into somebody's field, and you can feel. They tell you what they have,
right?
And what I put a little swing on it. I do my own personal thing. I get into telling them to talk about their problem,
right?
And to me, it's all crap.
So you, right,
because
right.
everything is crap. You know, it's
right.
whether it's emotional, you know, anger, bitterness,
right.
and that. So I tell them
okay.
to think of that.
Right.
And then I'm able to take that and get rid of that.
Okay. Now you also talk about, because I know when you help me, you have me get into a center. You'll say center yourself.
Well, that's what I was going to say. First they get rid of the crap, and then I get them into their heart.
Okay.
And once they get in their heart, they think of pure, unconditional love. And once they get you there,
right,
then the rest is magic.
Then bam, you just hit them hard with it.
I hit them hard. and basically, once they realize after experiencing this energy,
right.
they don't know what they are. They don't know what
the
condition
is.
They don't know what just happened to them.
Right.
You know, and that gives a little interval where they can have that moment of doubt creep into that area,
right?
That certainty that they built themselves in that box, right?
Uh-huh.
And once this happens, it makes that little bit of an opening of possibility of change.
Gotcha. So you're saying just that one opening right there is all it takes for a person to say, bam. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You can get some healing going on. And
yeah, they don't know what they are.
Right.
They don't know what that moment of doubt is, that little interval that gives them the chance to change.
Gotcha. And I think, too,
it works on every level, too. Explain to them how it works on every level, because I use it all the time for psychological levels, and it just wipes people out. And it's wonderful.
Man. Okay. Now that's something we definitely want to...
Go ahead.
So basically, when you say that, is that when you get that person there, now, how much, when you get a person where you want them as far as that opening point, what do you normally do? And that question goes to both of you guys. What do you normally do to tell the person of how they can get there and stay there? I mean, what do you do for that?
That's not necessary with Matrix.
Okay.
Like, I had a lady, I walked into work this morning, and she had the cramps and all. She says, I'm feeling so bad. And I said, and you're just stand still. And I touched her about four different places, did the 2-point, you know, and which Greg explained that's the way it operates. And cramps are gone. Everything's gone. She feels great. She's wide awake. I had to say nothing. It just happened.
Man.
Period. End of story. I had a lady that I worked on this past Monday that came in with all kinds of problems with boyfriends and everything. She came back in for a reading today. She had 8 inches cut off her hair. The boyfriend was gone. And she was, her whole life had turned around in 2 days. Just boom. I didn't do anything. I just do whatever, like Greg said, wherever spirit says do it, do it. I don't, I just set an intention. I just want this person. I thank in advance for the miracle that's about to happen, and boom, I jump in, and that's it.
And that's it. Now let me ask you guys this. What type of prepping do you have to do? I mean, just like if I was to say, Judy, tell me something about what do you see with me? I mean, what type of prepping do you get into, or is it something that you just naturally see it in color, you hear it?
No.
I mean, how does that work with you?
No, with me, if you're sitting down in front of me and you're there for a session, I go into my psychic side for a second, and I say, okay, you know, bottom line, what is it you don't feel so good about yourself? And they'll tell me. And that's where I go. And that's what I do. And that's the intention I set. And then I do what they call time travel, which takes away all of the energies around the memories that cause the problem. And then I do, you know, the 2-point touch them, and it's gone. It's gone. It's done in just a few minutes. It's over. All I need to do is hear your voice, and I'll ask you about 3 or 4 questions, and that's it. It's done. It's over.
And that is it.
It happens quickly. Very, very quickly.
See, basically, it's a matrix energetics starts with a gentle light touch.
Okay.
And the power of focusing intent and builds into a new and joyful state that can affect life changes.
Okay. Now I can vouch and say that I know when me and Greg, we went out as a class, you walked up to me and you didn't know anything about my patella tendon injury, but you asked me about it. If I'm getting this right, you knew nothing about it. And then you said something's drawing me to you, and I told you what was bothering me. And my leg felt better. I was shocked because I had never heard of matrix energy. But I can say that when you were in town, what you did, I felt the difference in it. But I do know that it's all about my acceptance of what you're doing also. I mean, can you guys say something about that as far as the person that you're working with? They've got to be willing and accepting of you guys transforming that energy towards them, right?
Well, yeah, if they're standing in front of you, they've already set the intention.
Just being there.
If they stood in front of you and said, I hurt, they're open.
Got you.
They're absolutely open to you.
Got you.
Whatever they say, they're there. I mean, I've had clients call up on the phone long distance and tell me things, and I keep a step bear on the couch beside me, and I just make that bear that person. Because that person's talking, I'm just doing my thing, and by the time the phone conversation's over, they're fine.
Right. But see, you know what, though, and I'm gonna tell you what I feel. You remember when I talked with you, Judy, I had asked you about your cooking. And that hit me because, you know, what certain things happen to me is they'll flash in front of me, and I'll just say it. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. I'll say it. But I'm going to tell you something. You and Greg on this telephone, on this line, connected into this radio program, you guys have a tremendous amount of energy between you both. I mean, you can see me, I'm smiling. I mean, I'm just smiling hearing both you guys talking because it's just like, man, this is it. I feel, you know
You're
what I mean?
So cute.
These people, I thank God for both of y'all. I thank God for seeing you guys once again. But, I mean, I'm just laughing in my heart. I really am because you guys have just, and I don't know what it is, Judy, I got to say it. But do you make, have you ever made biscuits? You make homemade biscuits.
Oh, sweetheart, I was the best biscuit maker, sargum and real butter and biscuits. I grew up and made them. I was the best in the county, honey.
I'm telling you, I had to ask you that because the first thing that goes to my mind is biscuits.
If I ever get in front of you, I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're gonna see. You know, we're gonna see each other. We got some. I'm gonna tell you something. Now this is what I'm saying psychically. So you guys got to get with this. Ken, you can testify to it too. We're going to be flying. Listen to me. I want you guys to write this down today. I want you to write it down.
I believe.
We're going to be flying together, going to city to city, seminars, talking, radio program at different parts of the United States. We're going to do that.
We'd love to do it.
As a group. I'm telling you we're going to do
it. I'm there.
Trust me.
I'm there.
Greg, you got that wrote down, buddy?
I definitely feel that. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds,
I'm there.
Okay,
right. Let's go.
That sounds like a winner. Now, I've got something else, and I know Ken got a question, but I'm being greedy today. But I'm going to let Ken get in there because I know he wanted a question, too. Now, this question is for both you guys, and you can take it. Now, when you go in and you do psychic situations, Judy, Greg, when you go in and you do matrix healing, do you have to put up protective barriers between you guys? Do you know
no,
what I mean?
No, no.
To cover yourself. Do
no.
you guys have to do that?
No. I don't.
I don't either.
Okay, so
you hold your vibration's high enough, it's not going to come at you.
Because your higher vibration will rule
God
over lower vibrations anyway.
Right.
Okay, okay.
You're doing everything for the higher good.
Okay, okay. Because I'm
using matrix for a depossession tomorrow, which made me sit down and think about this guy's got a possession, and I'm going to do a depossession on him with matrix.
Right.
And I had to sit down and think about it, and the universe said, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking something that just sort of made me jump back a step. But the matrix, I've already worked on him a couple times, and he's gotten a whole lot better. But the matrix will take care of it, and the matrix will show you what to do. It showed me what to do. It gave me the blueprint of how to work on this person, so I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so
actually, it's already being started now.
Yeah, it's being started. Yeah, you're
just
right, Ray. It's already
about
being started.
Right, just the intention of what you have to do.
Yep.
Exactly. Now, let me ask
and
you this question.
I will call Greg tomorrow. I will call Greg. Well, I'll probably talk to him tonight, but sometime I'll tell him I'm doing this tomorrow between this time and this time.
Right.
Because we've done this before. Because this is a biggie. This one's a little bit different than anything I've ever worked with. And he will put his energy in at the time I tell him, and that'll be the time I'm working on this guy.
Right.
So all we have to do is get this entity out of this guy, and this guy's going to be free for the first time in about 4 years when he picked this thing up.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know people that are listening would be curious about that, because I'm going to tell you something. I have walked by some people, and I do feel and I do know in my heart that I have the ability, when I look you in the eye, I have the ability to actually look at your soul. And I'm able to tell people that I know that I have been around in past lives. I'm able to tell people that, you know what, I don't think you're worth a damn. You got something happening, and I don't want to be with you, or I can be close to you. When you work on somebody like that, have you seen people with the same scenario or the same story of something happening? Because my thing would be is to tell me a little bit of how a entity, or would that be a entity or a deity? Which one would that would be a entity?
It's an entity, and it's been an invited entity. They invited it in.
Oh,
always.
So they did that.
They did that. They invite the entity in. It can be in a moment of weakness when you say, damn, I wish I could do so-and-so and such, and boom, it's there. It's an energy configuration. It's like a wormhole. It's like this powerful sucking thing. I've seen it happen.
Like playing with a Ouija board.
I'm sorry, what?
I said like playing with a Ouija board. You open up a portal.
Yeah, you open up a portal, and one of my students right now, he messed up some witchcraft stuff, and for 3 years, I mean, he was so freaking messed up, it wasn't even funny, and I started doing the matrix on him, and we got the entities up, and then we got him out, and he's now able to sleep at night with no light. He's got his health back, but he invited it in by wanting power in some form or the other.
So what you're saying is a person at their weakest point, something devastating happens, something confusing happened to them, they immediately are open to, because we got so many points of entry the energy that's around us that the average person doesn't even know. We have to consistently strengthen ourselves to make sure we don't fall into that same spot. If something happens,
you got to stay aware.
Being aware will also help protect you.
Right.
Now, when you do work like that, can you actually view, and that, Greg, that's a question for you, for both of you guys, can you view this entity actually going away or exiting that person's body?
Yes.
I feel it, yeah.
It's got to look all, I'm sorry, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry, I stepped on you. It has a different skin tone than the person. the eyes have a different shape and the body has a different configuration. I've seen it about four times in my history of doing this.
And
the first time I saw it, it was, luckily my teacher had prepared me for seeing it. It's called a Malu, is what it's called.
Wait a minute, what is it called now, darling?
Malu, M-A-L-U.
It's called Malu.
You can envision a very gelatinous bag full of crappy dark junk, okay?
Exactly.
And basically, that's sort of what it is. It's in... I mean, that's not what it really is, and I don't know how to tell you, but just envision that's inside, but it's the operating machine for this person instead of your soul, okay?
Got you.
And so
now,
that sucker has to go. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, hold on now. Now, in a situation like this, because this is something definitely I would love to get in depth with next week, because, I mean, I've had my experiences with people in the street, business-wise, that I would have to say to myself, these people got something else in them. There's no way, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly. This is what my question
you
is.
Can disarm,
you know,
that.
You
can disarm that.
If I take a stance and try to, like, overcome this person, and their negative energy... If I can, some days I can make a person like kind of go on the way that I want them to go and still bring some positive, but it's just something about them that they're you know that energy just,
you know what you want to call it directly, and I think I know what you're saying, but do you see evil? Just put it straight to the heart. You see something evil.
Oh, yeah, you
evil.
Can see evil. Yeah.
You can see it. You can see it. And then he's seeing it.
You can feel it.
And it could be something in that person.
It can't stay in your presence. If your energy is high enough, it cannot stay there. It will even curl up in a ball. I've seen the person curl up in a ball and look at me with eyes that go, woohoo! But it cannot stay in your presence.
So his situation around people that he's working with or people that he's dealing with is the higher energy, his situation would be to increase his energy vibration to overcome that lower vibration.
Yes. One of the ways of doing it, and thanks God to Richard Bartlett, when I know I'm going to a situation like that, because I put my antenna out before I go, I two-point the room before I go in, which means what I've done is drop a window of reality out and put a new window in.
Okay.
And when I walk into that room, the whole energy has already shifted by the time I've entered the room.
Now.
So everybody's more in alignment with me.
Exactly, because you are carrying the higher level of energy or the higher level of vibration.
And you have removed, through that two-pointing, you have removed all expectations in that room, and you've substituted a whole new definition. So now, in essence, you've walked into a new reality, and because your vibration is higher, you're going to have more command of what's going on.
Now.
And they usually will come down with you, come into the space with you. Or they'll leave. They'll walk out of the room.
Okay. And now, if you have that within a person and you come in, how would a person know? Let's say a novice, but they understand that they want to vibrate, make sure that they're in a loving state, make sure they're in a pure state, make sure they're in an all type of state like that. How would a novice actually be able to detect a person that possibly has a entity in them? You know what I mean?
You can feel it. You won't want to be near that person. You'll find yourself backing up a little bit.
Yeah, we done had our share.
You'll back away from entities. You'll back away from them.
Now, you know what? That's a subject right there. I'm gonna tell you something that has got my interest peaked and fired right now. I mean, I'm peacing. I'm ready. I'm going to be honest with you. Judy, Greg, I'll fly everybody up. We'll go meet.
You fly us up there. I'll make biscuits and bring the sorghum and butter, and we'll sit down with the beer and have biscuits, sorghum, and butter, and we'll talk about
that sounds like a winner to me. That sounds like a winner to me because I don't want what's in them biscuits. I'm telling you, I can feel them biscuits. I can feel them. But I'm going to do some research on that because I want to have some more questions. I want to have some more questions about that. Akina, you got something else, too, you want to ask, man? Anything else you want to ask about that?
No, not right now. I have something real deep, and I don't really, I don't think I have enough time to even get into it, so we're going to.
Yeah, because I know we're coming up. We got about 8 minutes left. We got about 8 minutes left. We started at what time we start, fellas? People, ladies? 9 till?
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
at
around
1 till? Okay, so I think we got a little bit more time, and we'll hear some intro stuff. But, I mean, this hour went so fast. I mean, I'm just enjoying it. You guys just don't know. I got my shoes off, and I'm sitting back in this leather chair, and I am enjoying both you guys. It's weeks and weeks of talking about you guys, and, man, now I got you guys, and I don't even want to let you go. So, you know, but I tell you, now, did both you guys accept your gifts? When you had them, Greg, did you accept yours right out the gate, man? When you knew you had something?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, you did, Judy. How about you? You?
Oh God, yes! It was the best thing since chocolate cake. I've been married 23 years, and I've thought of this thing. It's like, oh my God, I never look back.
Right.
And never will.
Right. And I know Greg, you just, man, I know we often talk, and I know he is, we in class, and we're just laughing at one another, man. I know you'll be over there in the corner, and I'm over there looking at you. Because I know, long story short, and Judy, I told you this too, I was able to see Donna Fox's spiritual guides, and they actually shape-shifted. And I had my Akashic records open at the time, and, you know, and I was able to see, and I was just in a daze. But I looked over afterwards, over to my, Greg, you were sitting over to my left. And I looked over at you, and you were just over there smiling, because I guess you knew I had seen something. You know what I mean?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I envy you that.
Let me tell you something. I seen my mother passed November of last year. November 12th.
Wow.
And before she died, she died at the house. And before she died, before we even took her to the, let me see, did we even take, I don't know if I took her to the doctor first or right after we came back from the doctor, there was something perched on the right side of her room, up in a corner. And it was perched like a gargoyle. And it communicated with me. And it told me that your mother has a choice. To either live a little bit longer or to die. I told my father is also gifted, and, you know, we talked about it for a little bit. And this was a situation where beforehand, my mother lived, after she was diagnosed with having cancer that was completely all over her body, my mother might have lived, how long, dude? 7 days? 10 days?
Wasn't
10 days. It might not have been 10 days. It might not even been 10 days.
Quick.
Yeah, my mother walked out the house, and then once she got the news, and I didn't even know that the doctor was even going to say what they said. I've never seen doctors so non-human in my life. I guess I don't know what call it, but it took that woman down right off the gate, and she didn't make it. I doubt my mother lived 8 days after that. She wasn't even able to walk out from the car when she heard the news. So the whole thing about it is, you know, we just tried to lie to her and tell her that they actually got her situation mixed up. But the whole thing about it is that I was able to see this thing perched in the corner, and it communicated with me. And I've been able to see some things. I've been able to see red light energy sources. I've just been blessed. I've been able to hear my ascended master talk to me. call me by my name. I've been blessed enough, and I necessarily haven't always asked the right questions after I've heard, but, you know, I'm learning as I go. And I thank God for the process as it stands. And it's just a wonderful thing. You know what I mean? It's just a wonderful thing. And I know all of our meetings, Greg, Judy, Ken, you know, all of us, the people that we have around us, it all has a meaning. It all has a purpose. And I'm a true believer in going after it and grabbing it by the horns and rolling the dice of whatever we do. And do it to the best of our abilities and do it and have some fun and enjoy life, enjoy the moments. You know, even when I played baseball, I played for so many years. I actually won a double-A championship out of a Roy Hobbs league, and I used to tell people I never took one moment for granted. I never took one blade of grass blowing in the wind, never took one sound of a bat for granted. I always looked at it and was thankful to do that. And in everything that I've done, my friendships, my enemies, you know, I mean, you know, I give thanks because there's lessons to learn from those. And I just feel, you know, if my message to you know, to people out there would be just to keep an open mind and some flexibility and realize that we don't have to put negative connotations on things that we don't understand. We just keep an open mind to them. I think that's just a plus. I mean, I don't know if you guys want to add something to that before we go.
Well, I think it's time. You're doing a beautiful job. It's time the world learns some of this stuff. It's been hidden away for thousands of years, and it's time for people to hear this. It really is. And to know there's more than just three dimensions in this life, in this world, and these dimensions are here to support us and help us grow.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Greg, Judy.
Yeah, buddy.
I thank you guys so much. I thank you guys so much. Definitely. Ken, I thank you, man. I know you've been out there working hard, buddy. I know you have. But,
although I may not see a lot, my eyes are open. And even if it's one in the center is open, you know, and your mind is always working. And you know, I truly feel blessed just to be around in the presence of all of you.
Sounds good. Listen, everybody, we'll see each and every one of you guys, hear from each and every one of you guys next Wednesday. I know Judy, Greg, I know you're going to be with us next week. So please,
okay. Let me give a plug for Richard, www.matrixenergetics.com.
Sounds good to me. Listen, guys, talk to you later. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.